Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
You wanted racist, you got racist.
Now, here are them good old boys. Ricky.
Once you go black, you go running back.
And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet.
Why's it gotta be black?
You know why.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 275. Today is Sunday, April 4th.
2010.
Wow, we got through that without fucking it up.
I know.
That's awesome.
The first, the longer version alluded of that. Mm-hmm. You notice how he found like 8,000 more clips
racist
of me.
Racist comments of you.
Yeah.
That's because I'm not a racist. And we know this clearly.
Yeah, he should have thrown in the one about you saying, do you like Asians? Ew.
He did put that in there.
No, on the second one.
Oh, on the second one.
Yeah.
Which I have to say.
What?
I saw the Gravitas.
Oh, he's good looking. Very nice.
Fuck yeah. That's the kind of Asian guys I like.
Yeah.
Hot ones.
Well.
Not fat ones.
I never said I disliked Asians.
I don't dislike them. I don't.
Well, I never said anything about Asians. You were the one that said.
Sexually attracted to them, sometimes I'm not.
Uh-huh.
As people, yeah, I can be friends and stuff like that. I'm just not sexually attracted to Asians. Except for the Gravitas, because he's fucking hot.
Yes, that's awesome body.
I could see why he wears glitter all the time.
Yeah. Well, you showed me the picture. I'm like, where's all the glitter?
Right. So, welcome. Thank you for listening. This is Central Florida's greatest podcast ever.
Central Florida's number one GLBT podcast.
Ever.
Also, too, you betcha.
And the Iraqs. So, Gay Days. We're heading up the dinner for Gay Days.
We are. We just, this past week, made our reservation for our two-bedroom, two-bath condo in beautiful Kissimmee.
Not Kissimmee, like some of you people say.
No, it's Kissimmee.
Kissimmee.
And I had tentatively picked out a restaurant for the podcaster listener dinner, and Ricky, Connor all drove over yesterday to test it out to see if it would be appropriate. It was not. Judging by the building and going inside and looking at it,
right,
it looked very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Our waitress was a see you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have a lot to say.
And the food was mediocre at best.
Right.
Especially for the price.
Yeah, and the spaghetti sauce was kind of weird tasting.
I only took one.
It was too tangy for me.
I only took one bite of Connor's sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Or marinara sauce.
Oh, God. See, that special sauce gets you in trouble every time.
But the one taste I had wasn't that bad.
The Parmesan, the chicken that they had was fucking good.
Mine was okay.
And I have a complaint. This is what I'm hating on right now.
Okay.
Don't give me a bunch of noodles with like 2 tablespoons of sauce on it because I cannot fucking stand
it. Yeah, Connor's had an ample amount for the amount of pasta he had, but yours had like a little dollop.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I can't do that.
Can I get some more sauce?
Right, and then she brings it in. What is that container called?
Like a gravy boat?
Yeah, but it had sauce in it. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. About the best thing about the restaurant is probably the bread and the dip. That's about it.
And then there was bread left, and the bitch took the goddamn
oil
away, and I'm like, well, I guess I wasn't going to eat any more of this bread.
Right.
Fucking
cunt. Next Saturday, we will be looking for another restaurant.
Yeah.
Somebody, are we going to try iDrive around iDrive? So,
well, somebody on the Twitties suggested one on the that exit where you get off to go to Mary Queen of the Universe Church. So we may try. I may do a little research and we may try that one.
Oh, okay. So how many people we have on the list so far?
There
like 20
are
or something?
20 and 2 or 3 that are maybes.
Maybes?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good set. Remember, if anyone is coming to Gay Days, your podcaster, your listener,
get in
you
touch
join us,
with me.
Yes.
At jcmarple@gmail.com. Let me know you and how many people are going to come. And as soon as I get the restaurant nailed down, I will give you all the details.
Yes. And, you know, if there's 30, 50 people, whatever, we'll find somewhere to keep us.
And
April 30th. Is it April 20th or April 30th?
For what?
The deadline.
Oh.
April 30th. We'll say.
April 30th. April 30th is fine. I really wish Big Fatty would give out the real information on a show about that instead of saying, if you want to go to the dinner, contact the ginger bear and the albino. Yes.
So Big Fatty, give out the real shit, okay?
Yeah. It's fun. It's all fun and games to call us the ginger bear and albino, but when people need to get in touch with us and don't know who the fuck the ginger bear and albino are.
Right. Well, I said it on Archer's show too, so okay. They should be getting a hold of us. And, you know, even after April 30th, I mean, the plans aren't set.
Well, I'm probably going to make a reservation with a little bit of leeway in there. So if we end up getting a few extra or a few less, then we'll still be okay.
We'll be good. So we're on the search for that restaurant, and we hope everyone comes and sees us.
Yeah, because I'm bound and determined. And not the same way Big Fatty's bound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bound and determined to find a restaurant that is better than last year. No offense to Taylor, the Latte Boy.
And Taffy.
And Taffy, but last year's restaurant sucked green donkey dicks.
Oh. And it was oozy and green.
Yeah. And
so, we probably ate donkey dicks. We didn't even know it.
I know. It was labeled an African. But yeah, we're going to do a little better this year.
Right. Not that we're trying to outdo anybody.
No.
That's not what we're doing.
It was overpriced last year. We're going to do a little better in the price range. Mm-hmm. $40 for a crappy buffet is kind of ridiculous to me, but
we'll try to keep it down for you guys. We're going to try to see what our options are. Maybe if they can give us discounts and blah, 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 whatever.
Ricky's going to suck off the manager.
No.
See if we can get a 10% discount.
No. Maybe it'll clear up your salvage.
What if he's cute?
No.
You still won't suck him off?
No.
What if he's hot? What if he looks like... what's the guy?
Gerard Butler?
Yes.
Yes, I would. If it was Gerard Butler, I would.
Or looks just like him?
Yes, okay. Whatever. we're going to try to get a private... go to an area where we can get a private area so that we can all move around.
Yeah, or at least semi-private, so we're not in the midst of...
everything. So
families and children.
Yes, we want to be able to talk about whatever what the hell we want to talk
dicks
about.
Dicks and cum and everything pussy. Else.
And tits.
And Ricky can motorboat if he needs to.
Yes. I got to motorboat some people.
Or U-boat.
No. I don't do the U-boat. That was only one time for Kim Beaver.
Did you pour V8 down your pants?
Oh. So, one morning last week, I'm on the computer. I got up really early to go walking, and I was like already ready, and Julian was getting ready in his bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And Julian opens the door to the bathroom, and he's like, Ricky, I think one of my contacts is stuck in my eye. I can't find it or see
well,
it.
Well, anybody that wears contacts has experience where you put a contact in, and it goes into like no man's land, you know? So
I'm like, really? I said, you can't feel it? He's like, no. So I walk up to him and I see it. And I was like, oh, well, it's on your eye. I see it. And he takes it out and he cleans it and he puts it back in. He's like,
I can't see out of it. I mean, it's in, but it's all blurry through that eye. So I'm like, maybe it's a bad contact. Well, I'll start at the beginning of my part of the story. I put my contacts in and the left one is scratchy. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll just get a new pair. So I get the boxes of contacts out. I take my left contact out, put a new left one in, open a new right one in, and put it in. And I did not take the old right one out.
What really freaked him out is he put his glasses on first, and then I
opened one new contact. Uh-huh. It was blurry, and I'm like, maybe it's a bad contact. Open another new contact. Put it in. It was blurry. I'm like, maybe the whole fucking box is bad. I'm like, oh my God. So I take it out. I put my glasses on. I'm like, oh my God. I still can't see out of that eye. I'm like, oh my God. Something's wrong with my eye. And then I take the glasses off and look at something with that eye. And I could read it perfectly. I'm like, oh. And Ricky's like,
you're such a dumbass.
He's like, you already had a contact in, didn't you? I'm like, yes.
That's like that time I took my blood pressure medication twice and I got to work and I couldn't fucking move.
Oh my God. You had like zero blood pressure? Yeah. Yes.
I was just sitting in my chair and I was like, the girl, Misha, the girl that was sitting next to me, she goes, are you okay, Ricky? I was like, I can't move my arms.
You needed the goddamn defibrillator just to keep your heart going.
I couldn't move like my legs and my arms and I was like really cold.
Jesus.
So I was like, I took my blood pressure medication twice this morning. So we had to call a pharmacist because there's pharmacists that work in our building. And they're like, oh, well, just, you know, he'll be okay. He just needs to sit there and work it out a little bit. And I'm thinking, what if my heart stopped?
I felt like such a dumb. I spent 15 minutes.
And you were late for work that day.
Almost. I wasn't late, but I couldn't stop and get coffee and everything else. I felt like such a dumbass. I have my set routine in the morning, and if I deviate from that routine any way, shape, or form, yeah, I'm fucked.
Oh, so sorry, I had to take a drink. So, we have fallen to, we were victims of our own success this week.
Oh my God.
It was sad. It was awful.
Because I am such a superstar on the show. And maybe a little bit because of that penis explosion. The Foul Monkeys website
went down.
Yes, went down twice in 1 week and once for 2 days.
So people couldn't get our show on iTunes or go to our website and see shows.
No, we exceeded our bandwidth.
Yes, which means that probably we're going to have to start paying for it.
Well,
because my friend Chris, who you all know, he lets us use space on his server and he gives us a certain amount for free, and when I emailed him, he's like, that's all that I can give you for free, you're gonna have to start paying probably.
Well,
which kind of sucks.
It went down once on Tuesday and he upped us
30 gigs or
like
something.
30 gigs, and he's like, well, that ought to hold you for a while. Well, come 2 days later,
I released a new show that night,
it goes down again. And we're like, oh fuck.
And it starts over on the first of the month, so I hope like this month it doesn't happen.
A day and a half.
Well, I mean, if I hope it does. That just means we're getting more listeners.
Yeah, if it does, then we're just going to have to pay.
I mean, it's just, we have hundreds and thousands of listeners. And we just can't help it that people want to listen to us all the time.
Well, you know what? It could be worse. You know, nobody could listen to us.
That is true.
So I'd rather a shitload of people listen to us and we have to pay a little bit for some server space than nobody listen to us. Poor Kim Beaver.
Oh.
Fucking Google.
They're always like shutting her shit down.
Fucking Google shut her damn website down.
But you know what? She's back and running. She's on the Pride 48 server and she's got a new home.
Excellent.
It's awesome.
Because I love the Miss Kim Beaver.
I love her. How come I want to go to the Faroe Islands to meet her?
I had never heard of the Faroe Islands
until
Kim Beaver, but I would go just to meet her.
Right.
Because she seems like she'd be really, really fun to hang out with.
And it's like kind of close to Ireland, so, you know, we can kind of go there too.
I bet we can find some other ginger bears there.
Back to my home roots.
And we can get
I'd become a ginger bear by injection there. Drunk and legal and fucking angry. And we can have guns.
You can't have guns there.
So, you can't have guns there. Just a reminder.
Not unless King Bono of Ireland tells you can have a gun.
Bono. I want to remind everyone that we will be having Pride 48 this year. Everything's starting to get planned up for it. It's the last weekend in June. Make sure that you prepare yourself because it's 48 hours of awesomeness.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do a drunkie cast.
We're going to get Lou to bring over some awesome Jello shots. Yes.
And I think we should maybe bring a guest on the show, too.
We can do that. What happened to all the liquor? Did you drink all the liquor you took with you?
No, it's still in the back of my car.
Oh, okay. I hope nobody's listening to that bricks in your car for fucking liquor. Right? Oh, my God.
You know that whole bottle of rum that was pretty much unopened? Lou. Down that shit.
No wonder he was gone all night long.
Yeah.
He was on the picnic table. During spin the bottom.
But do you think we should like bring back like a like an old guest or something on the show, or should we just
we can,
or maybe we can invite Taffy somebody, and Taylor over,
somebody new,
Taffy and Taylor, or somebody new, or I don't know, a new are person
you,
might.
I know, or you think you might they might take part in Pride 48. Or no?
I emailed them, but they haven't answered me back yet, so I don't know if they're going to do it.
Gotcha.
I think their whole thing is working out the...
they don't like going live.
Yeah, they don't like to do that. But they did that here, right?
They did it with live? The... Yeah. No, we weren't live, but we didn't edit. Or were we live?
I think we were live.
Okay, we were live. Never mind.
but we have some microphones that are working now.
I'm old. So. I can't remember shit.
Right. So maybe we can bring them on. I'm not for sure. Let's see what else we got. The Pride 48. Just to give a schedule for the show, just for us on Sundays, yeah. Because people are getting really confused now. So
yeah, people are showing up to the Pride 48 chat room on Sundays that we are not live, i.e. right. today.
We will be doing a show on the 11th, 25th of April, and. Let's see, 25th, the 9th of May, and the 23rd of May.
What I'm going to start doing, if you guys are all fans of the Foul Monkeys page on Twitter, or not Twitter, Facebook, I'm going to start posting our schedule on there of live shows. That way, you can go on there at any time and check and see when the live shows are going to be, and then I'll give you an update weekly of when our live shows are going
to
be.
Or can you invite them to an event? Can we do a big event and send it to them?
Probably can do that also.
And that'll remind them.
Mm-hmm. I know John has not posted pictures of Sandy Patty up on the Facebook.
Yes, he has.
my good friend John loves Miss Sandy Patty and drugged me to
look at there.
You know how many pictures he's got of himself with Sandy Patty already? That's just one of thousands.
That's so funny.
I know.
That tells you how popular she is.
I wanted to talk about something else.
Okay.
Ricky's pre-menstrual syndrome all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you saying that I was going to kill you in the car. And then bitching at Connor, and I had to kind of separate you two boys because you were like in the car about certain words, and then today you were like that about certain things, and he was kind of joking with you, and you were acting all pissy. So,
but I really wasn't being pissy. Well, I don't think
you weren't being you.
Which, I wasn't being funny.
No, and I even after he left asked you, do you not like him? Because I mean, you really haven't been acting.
And what I say,
you're like, no. If I didn't like him, I would have let you know before now. Mm-hmm. But I had to ask.
Well, he tried to tell me bats didn't have ears, and I said, not so funny anymore, are you? But then after I said it, and I was thinking that I was like, maybe that was a little rough.
Yeah,
sorry, Connor. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings if I did.
Because you know
that's a public apology, which you will never hear Ricky Burton ever say again.
But he likes you, and he's just trying to be funny, so.
And he's going to give me, and I'm not going to tell him I don't like him until he gives me the French press and the shorts. And then I'll tell him I don't like him. I wouldn't do that. You know what? Just the Easter basket. That was so fucking sweet. It made me want to gag.
Yeah.
And I don't have an Easter basket. No one fucking loves me. Whatever. Well,
I love you, Ricky.
That's a downer cast. That's not the same.
No, I love you as a sister.
Not the same.
And not only did I share some of my chocolate with you, I shared some of my...
Chocolate cheesecake.
My V with you.
Oh. What?
My,
Your V. That sounds so gross.
My vagina. No. Not only did Connor make me an Easter basket with some awesome chocolate from Harry and David, but he also homemade me a chocolate cheesecake.
Not from
a box, but from scratch.
And it had like Oreo cookie crust.
Oh my god, it was good.
And then he had strawberries. We need a whipped cream. I think that would have
popped. We thought about that, but
that would have been good. But you guys couldn't move and I was busy, so I couldn't get it.
Well, I could move. I just didn't want to be seen in public looking like this.
Uh oh.
What?
Why?
What? What have you done? What have you
these
done?
These shows right here.
What?
The phone calls are not letting me. Okay, here we go. I got a little nervous there.
Oh my God.
Sorry, people. We got some phone calls. I'm trying to download them.
Whenever Ricky's like
nervous.
Oh no. I'm like, please tell me you hit record for the show and we haven't just been talking to ourselves and the goddamn dogs for the past 20 minutes.
He's not even listening.
Because, you
to
know,
us,
so. It has happened before.
Yeah.
Not recently, but it has happened.
Done a whole show and it didn't record.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we split them. If we do an hour show on Sunday and we're recording it, we actually do two different sets. So just in case that happens.
Yeah, because if I did an hour's worth of show and none of it recorded, I would fucking
die.
I'd be angry.
Angry. Fucking angry.
And I wouldn't do it for 2 weeks.
All right. You want to do some phone calls?
Yeah. Make sure you play the.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
I love Lou's voiceover voice.
He's good.
He is good. Oh, wait.
Speaking of
good. Do you mean his voice or?
His voice.
Okay. Poor Lou. Womp womp.
I've heard that's good too. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's push this down a little bit. And the volume.
You keep that in your pants.
Hi, Ricky and Julian. It's Nessa. I had to call and say.
I love Nessa.
Of course we
love
Nessa.
Her. I wish she could come. I wish they would all come to Gay Days.
I yeah, but of course they're all the way on the other side of the world.
They want me to go to Gay Days in October for them, with them.
What is their Gay Days?
It is in October. We know when it should be here, instead of hot as fuck.
I know.
To Ricky, now would be the perfect time to move to California because we just got all the earthquakes out of the way. And I totally thought of you when I felt one of the aftershocks. I'm like, oh, Ricky would love this.
What she meant to say
uh-huh.
was she had an aftershock and thought of you. Oh, Ricky just
moved.
Jumped up and down.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, dickhead.
I joke.
Your salivatory glands.
I joke, but
grow through your cheek and swell your nose.
I joke, but I told you yesterday when you were wearing that T-shirt, I could really tell that you have lost weight.
Yes, I have. I've been doing fucking good on that shit.
Thank
you and Julian, I love you tons, and I think you're hysterical, and you make me laugh all the time. So don't get down on yourself and think that nobody loves you. Like I told you, if I had a cock, I'd send you pictures. Anyway, love you. Bye.
Did she say I'd like to go down on myself?
Did she?
Oh, no.
Oh. you can hear Nessa and her husband.
At starsandtartan.
.com. No, .com. Yeah, starsandtartan.com. Or is it starsandcarton?
Carton. Carton?
Stars and Tartan.
You listen to that? Stars, at stars and Tartan?
Which is funny when I say carton because we got an email this week that from, we'll talk about it here in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this, thank you for calling, Nessa. We love you.
We love you, Nessa. And Derek too.
Yes. And Derek. The wiener. California is not looking too good for me right now.
I'd be a little hesitant on that.
Yeah. And ever since I saw Chicago, it kind of bumped L.A. out of the way and San Diego.
Well, I'm going to start sending you some links to bad Chicago, bad parts of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Second call. Ruby Tuesday salad still. I do that at work now, too. And I also do that. No! I still do that. I love it.
Big Fatty's way too much of an influence.
Oh, I know.
Ow. Ooh, I am sorry. I apologize. I will keep my legs closed from now on.
Okay, you guys have to talk about the last time you two had sex together. I know incest is best, especially when you consider yourself sisters. And another thing I would like to ask is how when you sit on the toilet, doesn't it aim properly? It comes out the sides and it went to your boxers. If you guys could discuss that, that would be really awesome. This is toilet trash. Bye.
Well, yeah, we will talk about the last time we had sex because we've never had sex. So.
Never, ever, ever.
We sleep in separate rooms. We have separate bathrooms.
And we never touch each other. Ever. Yeah, he was asking me these questions on Twitter earlier.
Oh, he was?
He's like, who normally cooks? I'm like, well, normally we eat takeout. Uh-huh. He's like, well, who pays? I'm like, no, we get takeout separately, and we pay separately.
Right, trying to trick us.
I know, like we're a couple.
We have some love.
No. It's not like that.
You're not going to catch us doing that.
We are simply roommates and friends, but it's
not roommates anymore.
It doesn't go beyond that. No. We don't play together. We don't look at each other like that.
Actually, if I thought of Julian like that more often, I would probably be a lot skinnier because I'd make myself throw up every day.
Why do you think I have days when I don't deserve to eat?
Because when you look at me, it reminds you that you shouldn't eat. I get it.
I wasn't going to go there, but that's damn funny.
Yeah, to me, or today, here I am with no shirt on, sitting in the recliner. I'm like... I need to go for a walk. I know Connor was like, ooh. He goes, you got your nipples pierced? Which, yeah. What was the other question? When you're standing up and you go pee and it like gets on your boxers? Is that what he said?
I thought he said sitting down and you pee.
Hold on.
Okay, you guys have to talk about the last... And another thing I would like to ask... is how when you sit on the toilet, doesn't it aim properly? It comes out the sides and it went to your boxer. If you guys could discuss that, that would be really awesome. This is toilet trash. Bye.
I have experienced that at work.
Uh-huh.
And it's really embarrassing when it's not on your boxers and it's actually on your
pants. So explain to me how this happens.
I don't know.
You're sitting on the toilet, right?
Right. Okay. And then when you go to
pee.
Like number two. But okay. You know you have to number
you pee,
one.
It's,
right.
It's the same.
Well, sometimes if you're not like holding it down,
mm-hmm.
It'll be like it'll squirt, it'll go between the toilet seat and the porcelain.
Oh.
The bowl. So then it runs down the side and gets on your pants.
Oh, mine's long enough sometimes I have to hold it out of the water.
I can't say. Well, my balls are like that.
Womp womp.
Which is why I flush.
Oh, does that,
multiple times.
Does that kind of make your balls tingly when you flush? Well, I have a rant.
Oh, is this something you're hating on?
Yeah. You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
Those new fucking low flow flushers on the toilets.
Up for solid, down for liquid?
Yeah. They've put them on all the toilets at my place of employment. Mm-hmm. You cannot go to the bathroom and there be any solids and one flush clear that motherfucker.
Right.
I've flushed as many as five times.
I do courtesy flushes as I'm going.
Well, still, one flush won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've courtesy flushed,
mm-hmm.
It'll pull some toilet.
Oh.
Ooh. Dr. Pepper. It'll suck some toilet paper back up into the bowl.
The thing, yeah. Ew. You know what they have at our work now? Flushless urinals. Ugh.
Flushless? Oh.
It just drains. And I don't like it.
That sucks.
It just stinks. It smells gross.
But yeah, I fail to see how it's saving water if you have to flush it 17 times.
Right.
So...
Well, you know, that's how they do.
PR stunt.
A PR stunt to make more money, like global warming.
No, it's to make you think they're all green. In reality, it's worthless.
Let's see here. We have some emails. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, we got it. We talked last couple weeks ago about the email we got from
Nanand from Norway.
Yes. Well, we got a new one. This past week.
He sent us a response, I guess, to the last show.
Yeah, apparently I was incorrect when I said...
Oh, you're going to read it? You have it?
No, I'm going to paraphrase.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because we need to...
Apparently Serbia was never one of the former republics of the Soviet Union. what I was using, what's called humor. I may have been educated in the United States, but I was still aware of that. Mm-hmm. And also, apparently, he saw our pictures and I remind him of Eric Cartman.
Both physically and mentally.
How, I do not know, because I'm not the fat one. But whatever.
This is what his email said. Hey, Ricky, could you tell that boring, saggy old racist bitch that Serbia has never been part of the Soviet Union? Angry! By the way, I saw your pics. You both are very cute. When I saw Julian, I was like, oh my God, Eric Cartman. Haha, both physically and mentally. Love your show. Regards from Norway.
I'm not fat, goddammit. I'm big boned.
How much do I love that we have a listener in Norway?
And Serbia.
But we need somebody from Serbia to email us so we know that there's actually people listening in Serbia.
I know.
I mean, that Norwegian, he could be
Norwegian?
Norwegian. Whatever. Appalachian.
Isn't Serbia where they built the Yugo?
It didn't go too far. let's see. We have a few people here that we need to put in the map. Ramble Redhead. Ramble Reed. Reed. We have you in South Bend, Indiana. Thank you very much. And we have...
Maybe he didn't want everybody knowing where he lived.
Everybody knows where Big... Or Big. Everyone knows where Ramble Redhead lives because he's always talking about it.
Yeah.
And he's always advertising his show, even in the bathroom, I'm sure.
That's kind of like you advertise yourself.
Yes, you caught me. Bathroom walls.
And glory holes.
And glory holes. Just all up in it.
I know. And the trails at Sawmill.
No. Oh, I went to a pool party this weekend.
Yes, you did.
It was awesome. It was in Tampa, and it was like an iPad extravaganza there. And there was iPads there.
Lou brought condoms.
He said he did. I didn't see any. There was like 10
sure,
or 15 people
I'm sure
there.
He just brought them to make balloon animals balloon, with. Yeah.
Water snakes.
Not water snakes.
I hung out with some of the guys that I met in the campground a few weeks ago, and they had a pool party, and it was awesome.
Wait, didn't they invite me?
Well, you? Yeah, but you were with Connor. I didn't think you'd want to go.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, I'm glad you asked again.
Oh.
Womp. Since none of my other friends bothered to contact me.
Oh, my God. If you could see Julian's face right now, well, the half that's not swollen.
How dare you?
He would look very sad right now. He looks so sad.
If I don't hear from people, I think that they don't care and that they don't think about me and...
But wait, let me tell you
they
something.
They don't care anything about being my friend.
I love you. I'm your sister.
I know you do.
It's not the same, is it?
But you know what? If you didn't live with me, I probably wouldn't have heard from you either.
You're right. No, I'm just kidding. You can go next time. They have a bigger one, I think, July. Oh, we're not going to be here.
I know. See you next Tuesday.
Right. What was it? Oh, the pool party was great.
The iPod, iPad extravaganza.
Yes. I need one. I have to have one, but I'll wait until the second generation comes out. We watched Drop Dead Gorgeous. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It has thin Kirstie Alley in it. Mm. We have to watch it. I'm going to put it on the Netflix.
Okay.
It was pretty funny. And you know what's awesome? Is being in a pool, sitting in a pool, and watching a movie.
Or...
They had it on a screen.
Yeah.
Or being in the pool and being fondled up.
Well, I was going to say being in a pool and not having to be self-conscious of your body, too.
I got a little frisky in the pool, but nothing bad.
That's okay.
I just touched.
You're allowed. You're a single boy.
Yeah. The person I was with, not so single, but I guess that's okay with them. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well,
but.
You know, some people are into that. Open relationship thing. Yeah. I, however, am not one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm with somebody, if I see somebody else touching them,
mm-hmm.
they're both going to be dickless.
Oh, wait till drummer sticks get here. And somebody tries to touch him? Mm-mm.
You mean me?
You won't go there. You know better.
That's a threat, isn't it?
Mm.
But,
I'm just saying.
But don't think that when he's showering, I won't take pictures.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Okay.
Because I'll probably be in there with him.
You both won't fit at the same time.
Poor drummer Sticks. He's not going to want to come here. I promise not to touch you if you don't want to be touched.
I promise when I take pictures, I won't...
post them online.
Yes.
It's just between us, really.
Mm-hmm.
I already have this whole relationship that we're going to have built up. It's going to be a temporary weekend thing. He's going to come in, and I'm going to hold a sign at the airport that says Drummer Sticks. You're my I'm your number one fan.
There.
And he's going to have a rose in his hand for me. And then we're going to drive to Lakeland in a limo because he's going to be like super famous.
Or a purple drummer. Volkswagen.
Or a purple Volkswagen, which...
with no air or radio.
And then we're going to get here, and then he's going to be our Mexican houseboy, and he's going to make us all kinds of food. And since I have a clawfoot bathtub, he's going to fill it up and put rose petals all in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to sit in it, and then he's going to sit there, and he's going to give me a manicure and a pedicure.
Ew.
Yeah. But that's going to be kind of hard if he's going to be at Gay Days, and we're going to be doing that. Never mind. Not so great.
Not just your feet, but somebody touching feet. Makes me go, ew.
Good. You won't want him. Touch my feet.
Well, no. It's your feet, not his.
But he's... Oh.
Yeah. Feet disgust me. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting to know.
Yes.
Is there a history there?
Nope. Cumball?
No. Alrighty, well, I guess we're out of here. I want to say thank you to Derek, Steven, and Mark, and Drew, and all those guys that threw the party.
All the people you sucked off this weekend.
No.
Okay.
Thank you for inviting me, and...
me, even though and Ricky Julian didn't wants to remind come next me. Time.
Although you guys might shun him away because he's so bright, people can't see you around him.
Fuck you.
And he's kind of clear. So he looks like one of those tadpoles that have just been born and you can see their heart beating.
Fuck you. I'm not clear. Yes, I have a farmer's tan, but it's because I work outside. I'm not clear. I am not albino.
I like how we did exactly 30 minutes on the last show and now we're at 38 minutes.
Oh, really?
So we should probably go.
Oh, well.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by looking for Foul Monkeys or... under Facebook, under Ricky Burton.
All right.
Guess that'll be it. Two shows in one night.
Yep.
It's almost 10 o'clock. Time for our bed.
We're out of here, folks.
And we don't touch each other.
This is Julian.
Ever. This is Ricky.
Ever. Peace.
Bye.